Welcome to All Things Radio Extra, where it's your turn to talk about the world of broadcasting. The number to call is 646-876-9923. That's 646-876-9923. And the meeting ID is 287-723-4600. That's 287-723-4600, followed by the pound key. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks and friends.
Well, a very good evening from a very cool Southwest Florida. Not quite as cool as it is back home or in the Northeast, but here we are. Good evening, Jeff.
Well, good evening, Bill. Good evening to everyone. We've got our usual panel. We've got Bud Collier, his host, and of course we've got Kitty Kill. Oh, wrong show.
I'm thinking of to tell the truth.
I'm thinking of to tell the truth.
Sorry. I would be Kitty Carlisle. That's right.
I'm sorry. I think Bill's going to kill me here. Well, good evening, Chris and Sean and Daniel Moore and Perry and Lionel and Jerry. So we have everybody here. Busy, busy news and radio, but not as busy as you might think. But yes, we've already displayed played the contemporary radio stations, or the soft adult contemporary radio stations from Detroit. We played the station in Philadelphia. We also played the station in Sacramento, California, with its accompanying format chain. However, the word, layoff is looming in the world of radio. And it seems as though every year at least some companies do layoffs. And the big company this time is Hubbard. It's Hubbard Media, Hubbard Broadcasting. They own stations. And they're not a big company, not huge like iHeart or Cumulus or Town Square Media, some of them. But they have enough radio stations and television stations. I know they own a station here in Albany, New York. They made layoffs at their clusters in Chicago, Illinois, and St. Louis, Missouri. In Chicago, Illinois, maybe it wasn't so bad. They annexed or got rid of the all-night personnel on radio station WSHE-FM. And they got rid of the all-night personnel on, I can't remember the other station. Did you remember it, Dan?
WTMX.
Yeah, WTMX. There you go, Sean. Keeping me honest here. And they kept the all-night person on WDRV, Greg Easterly, because they need him to engineer and oversee the automation for the other two radio stations. And the other news, of course, is that iHeartMedia's bankruptcy is coming down to the wire here. Will they be able to get that all settled out in 2019? Their drop-dead date in court is December 11th, and we'll find out then. Steel City Media is owned and operated by the Frischling family. They own stations in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Kansas City, Missouri. And what they've done is they've also gone through a bankruptcy proceeding. However, it looks like that bankruptcy proceeding has been settled out, and it's an amicable one in which the radio owners will maintain control of the company, of course, with their creditors in the background. And so that we can tell you about that. So that's some of the radio news that we have on the horizon here. And, of course, we'll talk about more of the radio. Oh, the other radio news, we'll talk about what's happening in Minnesota. KMNB, which is The Buzz on 102.9, is changing form. Well, they're not changing – well, we believe they're not changing formats. That could change tomorrow. But at least from the domain registration perspective that we found out is that KMNB is going to be calling themselves The Wolf. That doesn't bode well for a change in format. That means that the country format is probably going to be updated. A number of the Intercom radio stations that have country and western music using the Wolf moniker. So we'll see what happens with that particular aspect of their radio station. Of course, I will have my computer handy. And I will be recording that format change. And so you'll find that's going to be on the horizon. We know that the participants are raising their hands. If we can get to you as soon as we can, we will do that. But I do want to get to and talk to Sean about two things, because Sean and I were talking about this, and it does make radio news. Sean, you know that we have some new people in the Radio Hall of Fame. Why don't we talk about that one first, and then we'll talk about the debacle or the soap opera. It really is like a Lifetime movie on the Lifetime Movie Network of Casey Kasem, his wife, and her stepchildren. Go ahead, Sean.
All right. First of all, let's go through the local. Well, some of them became syndicated, but let's go through the Hall of Fame. First of all, from Chicago, we had Jonathan Brandmeier, longtime Chicago host, WLUP, of course, syndicated by Westwood One. Then we had Jim Kerr from New York. I think he was, WPLJ?
He worked at WPLJ, and now he works at WAXQ, does mornings.
And he was wasn't he also a Y103.5 when they were country? Didn't he do mornings there for a while?
He did mornings there for a while, and he also worked, and I do remember him when he worked at WLSAM in Chicago during the early 1970s.
He was on Sirius XM as well. He was one of their DJs, I think on the 50s or 60s channel. I forget which.
Yeah, and he filled in for Limbaugh for a couple times, so He did that. And we also had Joan Hamburg from New York.
Yeah, that's
sure
right.
You all remember.
Well, Joan Hamburg.
Where was she? WOR, Jeff? Where was
she? Yeah, she's, you know how WOR had those talk shows? Well, she did a talk show aimed at consumer news, and it was really aimed at the female audience, and she's been there. She had been there for many, many years. Left WOR for a while. She was working at The Answer, 970 The Answer, but I believe right now she is retired. Her husband's name is Martin Hamburg, and Martin Hamburg was an owner of radio stations. And so she's been in the radio business a long time. Before she worked at WOR, she was the consumer reporter for radio station WINS AM in New York City back in the day.
We had Mike Francesa also.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they wake him? Did they wake him up to get him to the ceremony?
Yeah, they woke him up. They woke him up. He was there. Okay. You know, he was still. He was only there. They cut back on his hours though to be at the Hall of Fame, and then of course nationally we had Mike and Mike going way back to the beginning of when ESPN went 24 hours. Mike and Mike in the morning, even though they're split up now. You also had Mark Levin, longtime syndicated talk show host, WABC guy. And the fabulous Sports Babe, which she was probably the first daytime syndicated sports personality, Nancy Donovan.
She was indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it.
And she's still on the air, the fabulous Sports Babe, if I'm not mistaken, or?
No. She was on in Tampa, but that station went to Bubba Radio and then it went to other things. So I think she's off the air now.
Okay. Well, I know that she's been around a while. And I'm, you know, I liked her. She had a different take
years.
On sports. She had a different take on it. What? 30 years? Wow.
She was actually, when ESPN Radio was just a weekend deal, she was one of the anchors with Tony Bruno and a couple, and some of the guys on Saturday
Chuck
Saturday
Wilson,
night.
Yeah, those guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, unless you finish here, let's talk about the Casey Kasem debacle. First of all, Casey Kasem, big, everyone knows that he hosted American Top 40 and different versions of that countdown. And he was also a radio announcer working at KRLA in Los Angeles, California. He came to Los Angeles, California from Buffalo, New York after working at radio station WBN. I believe it was WBNY at that time. He's originally from the Detroit, Michigan area. And he got divorced. He married a second time. His wife's name is Jean. And
Jean Thompson Kasem.
Jean Thompson Kasem. And there was a big fight after he, well, even before he died, as to how she was treating him. His family. Now he has two daughters and a son. And
I thought it was over his estate.
Well, no, the both.
Yes.
It's both.
It was both.
It's both.
Okay.
If you read the stories about elder abuse, she takes the cake for elder abuse. Casey had failing health, and he had developed the body Lewy dementia is what it's called.
Lewy body.
He couldn't walk. He couldn't talk. And you know, she wouldn't let the kids see their dad. Casey Kasem left. She was working as a partner with the Nikki Sixx show that was syndicated through Premier Radio on the iHeart Progressive Rock stations, there, classic rock station. And she left the show to pursue lobbying for rights for for children of elderly parents to see their parents in cases like this, and to prevent elder abuse. And this is what this lady was accused of. And they had both sides of the argument from a 48-hour perspective. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it was 48 hours on CBS, which airs on Saturday nights. So if you want to see it, if you have accessibility, just look for the episode 48 hours from November the 24th. That's the one you look for.
Was that one from this year or November 24th?
This year.
No, it was this year, Saturday night, last week.
And this past Saturday. Okay. And it was amazing, not amazing, but it was amazing because, you know, I always pictured Jean. I'd seen her on the telethons for muscular dystrophy with Jerry Lewis, and Casey Kasem was the big announcer for that telethon at one point, and he did work with that. And I had seen her on the telethons, and she seemed like such a pleasant person, but she really came off like the most evil person incarnate on that special. Do you agree with me, Sean?
Oh, and she had no defense for herself either. She made excuses for everything. Why she unhooked the feeding tube? Why she moved? Oh, she said, his kid. It all started 2007. Carrie, the daughter that we mentioned, took him to a UPS store. He signed that they were in charge of his medical, and he even said, don't go up against Jeannie. She is a terrible woman. And she just, well, I did it. She, you know, she took him out of the hospital in the middle of the night at 2 in the morning and took him to out in rural Washington State. And then okay. She flew him to Norway. Yeah.
Yeah. And had him buried in Norway. So to keep the kids from being able to have a proper funeral for him.
You know the weird thing about that whole thing is you would think that alarms would start going off either in the hospital room.
She went to the, what she said, she went to the doctors and somehow got an order saying that she discharged him. And then the doctors alerted Carrie, Julie, and I can't remember the son's name. I think it was Mike. She alerted them, and then that's when they went. They finally got the court order, brought him back, and she said, oh, he was happy. And they had her friend who was a quote-unquote registered nurse, Shasta. I can't remember her last name. Either way, that's not relevant. But, you know, her friend was defending her. And by the way, Jean Kasem, for those of you that don't know, she was also on Cheers, on a few episodes of Cheers. Carla had an ex-husband, Nick, and she was Nick's new wife, Loretta. They had a spinoff show called The Tortillis. She played Loretta Tortilli, who was Carla's ex-husband, Nick's current wife throughout the 80s.
Right, and it didn't last that long. It wasn't that long a show.
No, it did.
Sean, we have two people who have raised their hands, and I want to get to them so that hands are probably tired by now.
Let's go to North Carolina.
I will unmute. Lionel, we're going to have you go first. We just unmuted you, and we'll lower your hand so that I know what's going on here on the list here. And then we got Mike in Ventura, Florida. Lionel, go ahead.
He may have shot his wad. He has spoken before.
Try it again, Lionel. I don't know why I did push the unmute button on you, but my computer must be a little stubborn.
Well, he was already talking, so, you know, before. So anyway.
Go ahead, Lionel.
Nope.
Jeff, I can't unmute him. It won't let me unmute him for some reason.
He'll come back. We got some time, Lionel. You got something else to say? You can pop back in here.
There you go, Lionel. I think
there he is.
You must have muted yourself. That's why I couldn't unmute you. Go ahead, Lionel.
I did. But no, I was going to say, you need to quit holding my arm about the break. You know, last couple of years when I cook, my elbow cracks every once in a while. The man I normally cook with, that's happened twice today. Now you need to quit doing that, man. No, I wanted to bring up a couple of things. You guys pretty much summed up how I feel on Casey Kasem. My wife and I, we both watched that. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm on the kid's side on this one. But I wanted to bring up Art LeBeau's big broadcasting chain, Coco 94 in Kerman, which is outside of Fresno, to they changed the name to Jammin' 94.3. Now, here's my prediction. By the way, they're getting their music from Envision Network, so I'm not sure how these things work. But anyway, I predict that either iHeart and Cumulus is going to have to do something, and they're going to have to do something with the next few months, because basically Mega 97.19, which is one of the Jammin' Oldie leftovers, which they're celebrating 20 years of that format this year, they're going to have to go, or 103.7 The Beat, which is iHeart, pretty much playing the same thing. The stark difference between the three is 94.3 is mainly playing soul, hip-hop, and R&B from the 70s to the early 2000s. The other two, iWax actually took a brief listen to them on Tuesday afternoon. They're starting to play stuff from, say, 2007, 5, further back. But, you know, like I said, something's going to have to drop.
You know, Art LeBeau's been around for a long time, Lionel. I didn't realize. I did a look at him on the Wikipedia and stuff. And do you know that he's been in radio for many, many years? We know that already. He worked at XPRS, or in Mexico. But he's 93 years old. It's hard to believe that he's still going strong at 93, and he still has his syndicated show on that station as well. Mike from Aventura, go ahead, please.
Yeah, you mentioned WLYF. I couldn't believe that they went Christmas music so soon. Usually they wait a few weeks, but they're doing something unique. They're having people vote for their favorite Christmas song.
You'll hear them next week on All Things Radio as a featured station, Mike, because I did record them today. So you'll hear them next week. I did them a while ago, but you see, I remember life, WLYF. Back in 1974, when I went down to visit my parents who lived in Boca Raton, and they were beautiful music using the Schulke beautiful music tape service. So how far we've gone in all these years when it comes to radio in that sense. Let's give out the phone number before we continue here. The phone number for those trying to get in, and of course, if you go to legendsoldies.com and you click on links for the various shows. You'll find All Things Radio Extra, and you can download, click on the Zoom link. It will install a small application on your computer, and you can be in the meeting as well. Or you can go to the Zoom.com, download the client for Windows or for the Mac. And here's how you get in. You call the phone number, 646-876-9923.
646-876-9923.
877-8866 to get Bill Mazur. Yeah, whatever.
646-876-9923.
And the meeting ID number is 287-723-4600.
You got it, Dan.
You guys got to work on your timing there, but that was pretty good.
All right. Yeah, that timing. Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty good because there is a slight delay between the two of us talking, so that's not too bad. So that's what I'm going to say. Daniel, I always ask you, because one day you're going to be taking over for me, I bet you. But who's going to do the now? I try to give as much radio news, and of course, I'll talk about it next week. We do have the personal people meter ratings, they are out. They'll start doing those next week. And here's the other thing, some stations like KSWD in Seattle, Washington. Went all Christmas from Thanksgiving up through the weekend up until this past Monday, and they're back to playing their regular format. Some Weird. Stations are doing that in order to get some listeners and draw some listeners away from the competitors. So we'll see what happens. Dan, did you see any radio news that I might have missed by chance?
I was looking through some stuff. Nothing that really stuck out that was major breaking. The one thing I wanted to bring to the table, though, is with WDZH in Detroit and WNIC HD2. There is actually a direct competition now between those two because both those are soft ACs. So it's going to be interesting to watch how the Detroit market's going to come out in this, because it looks like the soft AC wars are heating up Detroit.
I agree.
Well, can an HD2 really compete with an over-the-air? Because what you're going to do on an HD2, I remember we had something called, I think it was run on the CBS stations, the Cove or something, was run on the HD2 station.
It still is.
You know, it's just like
still there.
Yeah, okay. But my point is, can that really communicate? You're over the air is one thing, and that's got more exposure than HD2. So I don't know if you can really say that an HD2 or an HD3 compete,
If the HD2 puts a translator in the market.
Right, then they're over the air too. Right.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, not only that, they also get ratings from people who listen to HD radio, because they are, if I listen to WABC, not WABC, WPLJ HD2,
right,
and they have a valid format, they are going to be picked up by the personal people meter or the diary. Who do they know? Someone I know that got a reading diary, and I forgot who it was that was telling me that. So that's interesting. But I will tell you that
go ahead, Bill. Oh, I was going to say, and one thing I'm going to make note too is I've been looking at some of the domain registries, and it looks like the Breeze is not stopping. iHeart's going to continue put Breeze formats everywhere. And the only thing I found interesting on that one is they said they're going to try to launch it in a Canadian city here before too long. So I have a feeling there's going to be a bunch of these coming up after Christmas.
What I don't understand, and I don't plan to know anything or don't know anything about copyright laws, but if for example, iHeart puts a station and gives it the Breeze moniker, and they are doing that with the HD3 signal of WLTWFM in New York City. They transmit on 106.7. That means that they have the copyright for the Breeze for everywhere in New York State. I guess that's true, because that's what the radio reports have been saying. But I didn't know that was true. So, for example,
New York State or New York City? You mean
New
York, the market?
No, New York State. It said New York
really?
State.
Really? Wow.
So, for example, WDZH FM became the Breeze in Detroit, Michigan. That means that no one else can call themselves the Breeze in Michigan, according to them, I don't know
if that's right or not.
I'm only going by what Tom Taylor in his radio report pointed out, and it was pointed out by Lance Venta in Radio Insight.
I'm just saying because the way I look at it, because you have the Kayla of Christian format, and they have formats throughout Dallas or throughout Texas. But in Dallas, they have 98.7 K-Love, the classic hit station. So
yeah, the difference there is they're actually pronouncing themselves K-Love, even though it's K-L-U-B, and it's a more of a classic hit.
That's correct. And the other thing is, I don't know. All I know is, Mike, you have your raise.
Well, you could also give permission, with a special case. If you're a copyright holder of something, you can give permission to something else. And remember, I think, Sean, you said that there was kind of special circumstances in Dallas because they already had those call letters and stuff. So they kind of had to cede that to the Christian call letters.
Or
to the Christian
copy. Or like Like here in San Antonio, 99.5 KISS, KISS, has been a rock station since 1970. But Clear Channel or iHeart has KISS FM in Austin, Dallas, all across. So in the state of Texas, I don't know if it's a special permission, but, and it could be the way that KISS were, they don't say 99.5 KISS FM, they say 99.5 KISS, the home of rock and roll.
I believe the issue is how long they've had the trademark. Like, for example, there's a KISS in Seattle, Washington, KISW, that's owned and operated by Entercom, but they've been calling themselves KISS long before iHeartMedia used the KISS moniker. So they can't do. We do have some hands raised. Let me get to them. Okay, so Mike in Aventura, go ahead, please.
Yeah, okay. We tried to breeze down here in Miami. Miami tried to breeze, and it was also the wave at 95.7, and it didn't work. The thing is, I listened to both of those, three of those stations, and it seems like they play the same songs that everybody else is playing. There's so much that they could be playing.
That's always true. That's always true, Mike. But what it is what they're doing is they're playing stuff. What they're hearkening back to is not adult contemporary. For Magic here, for example, Magic 106.7. I don't know what they're going to do after Christmas. They'll be done, and they can do whatever they do. They may go to the Intercom Breeze format or Intercom.
They're doing well. They will not change format.
They probably won't, but in other words, it's harkening back to what Magic used to be here, 106.7. So you're hearing Lean on Me and all that. You're right, Mike. Nobody's going to break out of the mold and play the songs that people don't expect to hear. You know, we're hearing what they're doing is they're bouncing back to the 90s or so with soft rock at that point.
They're playing what soft rock stations, because remember, you had easy listening stations, and like in the case of San Antonio and Houston, the two easy listening stations, KQXT and KODA around the late 80s, both morphed into soft rock in the 90s. What these Breeze are playing is a soft rock format, and somebody's got to share.
Somebody's torturing a chair. I don't know who's torturing the chair. There you go, Gina. And you had a question also. Go ahead, Gina.
Okay, I want to say that KISS 106.1 was actually KBKS, not KISW.
No, we know that, but there was a KISW in Seattle, Washington also. Remember when they had Bob Rivers in the morning? He worked there for years.
I listened to an air check of that once, and I actually found it kind of funny because it was an air check. I think it was from 1992, and it was making fun of the time of that era. When you go back and listen to it, it's on YouTube. When you go back and listen to it, it's pretty funny because they called themselves their morning show Twisted Tunes.
That's right. I remember those days.
That was on KZOK, actually.
No, he was also on KISW as well, Gina. He was on both stations. But I remember Bob Rivers when he worked at WAAF in Worcester, Massachusetts at one time.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
With Zip Zipfeld and Bob Rivers. And that was his name. And before Zip worked in Massachusetts, he worked at radio station up in 107.1. He worked in a station in Montclair, New Hampshire, WHDQ-FM in Montclair. And I used to be able to get them all the time when I lived in the ninth floor of a 9-story apartment building in Albany, Point Denton, Northeast. I get the New Hampshire station like a local a lot of times.
Cool.
And they would come in day and night. It wasn't just like a part-time. So,
yeah.
Gina, how was your Thanksgiving, Gina?
It was pretty good. How's yours?
Too much turkey. I've had enough of turkey.
Get ready for the junk food.
Right. Oh, by the way, I'm happy to report, sarcasm intended, that KS still under construction.
are they still doing that? I thought they said their radio format was back to normal again. So have they changed that again?
No, they're still looking
for. Okay.
Oh.
I'll be listening for them. Now, I know, Bill, you're here. You're in Florida. What do you like about the radio in Fort Myers? Do you like the radio stations down there?
You know, I haven't given it much of a shot yet, Jeff. I've been too busy worrying about getting this one on the air. But next week, I'm under construction every day. But
right.
I will check some of that out. I've checked a little bit of Naples. I see one of the stations is now streaming that wasn't before at 98.9 WGUF. But I'm going to check out a little bit of... What is it, Jeff? That one you did, 101.1, the beautiful
wave. The wave, and they don't stream, and I wish they did. They stopped streaming, so I have a recording of that when I did it on the podcast, but I don't have the original. I only have it when it was put together by Walt, so I have to do some editing on that if I ever want to broadcast that again.
But it's a great, it's a, I'm going to check out the market a little bit more. It looks to be your typical type market. No, yeah. I was going to ask Daniel, what's going on in Indianapolis?
Well, it's freezing cold up here, and below 5.7 actually sort of kind of beat me to the punch when it came to going Christmas. So, like I've said on this show before, I run several playlists through Spotify, and one of them is called True Like Christmas, but it's a seasonal playlist. So on Wednesday night, B105.7 WYXB, which transmits 105.7 megacycles, they went Christmas about 5 or 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, the day before Thanksgiving, and I didn't turn on the Christmas playlist until 7 or 8 o'clock Thanksgiving night. So in other words, there's a way on Spotify you can make those things available and make very it good. Private. Yeah.
We have, I believe we have, is it David, California?
Yep, Dave in California. How you
well,
all doing?
Dave, give my best to Pam. I hope she's doing okay. Go ahead. I know you have your hand raised.
Oh, yeah, she's doing fine. I just wanted to point out, going off the subject a wee bit, but I got a little blurb across Facebook today that says, today is the anniversary of what we now know as the NBC Triad, which is actually GEC, which must have been General Electric Corporation. Apparently was introduced in 1929 today. So we all ought to just, you know, take a bow to GEC.
1129. Wow.
And if you go to YouTube, I think there is a historical documentation or audio documentation of the NBC chime, which is, if you listen to that chime, I believe it's the same sounding chime that they used all the way up until they stopped using it, basically. The same notes and all that.
Apparently, they had a drum kind of thing that they used, you know, to first it was done manually, then they came up with a drum kind of thing. Yeah, it's an interesting. There's more history to it than we know.
I remember they used it on TV as well.
That's right.
You hear the old TV shows.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Not the chimes, but it is the same, the tone.
And they aren't the only radio station that used chimes. Another radio station that was famous for chimes back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s was WSB in Atlanta, Georgia, WSB AM as well. I don't remember them, but I've heard it on YouTube.
Okay, and there's the WABC, of course, the end of all their WABC, bing.
That's
no,
right.
There's that.
Oh, yeah.
WLNG in Long Island still does that.
And WLNG, the only thing that we know about the sale of WLNG, just to let you guys know, is that they're going to move the studios because the land that the studios are on are worth millions and millions of dollars. But the station is not going to change. The owner realizes just how much money that station makes. They're not changing the format of the station, from what I understand.
No, still sounds good.
Does that station still have a terrestrial signal, or they used to be on 1600, but that was way back?
No, the AM is gone. No. It's been long gone. So let me just try to keep up with the calls here. Dave, how was your Thanksgiving with you and Pam? Did you guys have a good holiday?
Oh, yeah, we had a great holiday. Great holiday.
Good. Okay.
Good. I'm good. I'm done.
Okay.
All right, Dave.
You don't have to leave us. You can stay with us as long as you want.
That's right. Sure.
Okay. And Jerry, go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to give my wife a moment in the sun here. She's going to tell you about the NBC chimes in the Indiana PA school district, how they use
Okay, Indiana High School.
This is Judy. This is the famous Judy of Judy and Jerry fame. Okay, go ahead, Judy.
Go ahead, Judy. And please, and welcome to All Things Radio Extra. Go ahead, Judy.
Thank you. Okay. I don't know whether they do it now or not. I haven't asked anybody. I don't even know someone who goes there, of course, now. But my sisters went to high school. I used to go with them sometimes. You could do things like that whenever I was little. And I was there a few times. And I know this. They used to use the doom, doom, doom when they wanted to make an announcement or whenever when school started or for recesses and stuff. Or when they wanted to make an announcement for everyone to hear, they would do that.
Yeah. And what would happen now, Judy? Somebody would sue them for trying to brainwash the kids into saying that they'd want to only listen to NBC programming. That's what would happen now. Some parents would protest.
Yeah, they get sued for copyright now if they did that.
You know, it's crazy.
You know, you're right. People go crazy over everything, don't they?
And Judy, don't lose that Pennsylvania accent of yours, and make sure you.
Ain't going nowhere, is it, Judy?
It's not going nowhere. And when I get to see you, I want you to make me some scrapple, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how, and I don't want. Thank you.
I think actually that's the other end of the state. They do that more over to the eastern part. If I'm
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she were there.
And Lionel Rand.
I think it's awful.
I understand. I love it.
Well, Judy, they probably actually put scraps in it. That's probably why it's Scrapple. You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
Hey, you got a point. By the way, Chris, in case I don't get to talk to you, early happy birthday.
Oh, Judy, knowing you, I know you'll talk to me and sing to me and everything else. I am not worried about it at all. Thank you very much, though.
Lionel, did you have a question as well? Hold on. He's muted himself, and I can't unmute him. So if you want to unmute yourself, go ahead.
There he is.
Boy, this thing's finished. Right.
No. Hey, I hear these a lot with Jerry. I don't say much because this isn't, you know, but I hear a lot of these.
You're always welcome to join us, Judy. Go ahead, Lionel.
No, really quick, I wanted to bring up, the cool thing is if you're an NBC-affiliated station, if you pay attention quick enough, it depends on what market you're on. NBC Channel 36 here in Charlotte, you know, when for the end of their broadcast, you know, the end of the, you know, here's your 7-day forecast, ding, ding, ding. A lot of those stations do that.
Yeah.
They'll use those chimes in their weather reports.
Yeah, they're still, they're not the chimes, but it is a form of it. Like, NBC Sports Radio does it. They do it on our Channel 36 here, which is our NBC affiliate. So, yeah.
Do you remember their old, when they used to have, remember the baseball in the 70s, they'd say, baseball is brought to you on NBC. And, of course, WNBC used that tune for their all their jingles when they were at 660.
But who remembers, and I do have a copy of the last hour of it, who remembers, well, let's do this. Mike, did you want to say something again?
Sure.
I was going to finish really quick.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Lionel.
No, what I wanted to bring up is really quick. You know, you guys were talking about, you know, the various forms of Kiss FM and whatever. I got a story for you. When Clear Channel, then iHeart, now Clear Channel, decided to buy up a lot of states in Central California, Oregon General Media, which is, you know, they're a small company. They own stations in Texas, New Mexico, Bakersfield. When they brought, you know, their hip hop and R&B, they have been for over 20 years. They were known as Kiss 94.1. Well, Kiss decided to sue the pants off of AMG, Clear Channel. And who won? Clear Channel, because they wanted the Kiss FM moniker, 96.5, which that was their baby now, when it was still under KKXX, which was top 40. They wanted that format. So, yeah, that's just crazy. Really quick, I just want to make a note that Joe Simpson is going to radio next year for the Braves Radio Network. It's going to be very limited, even so, for Don and now Jim Powell. And Jeff Francoeur is the head analyst on television now.
Very good. We do recognize another caller who hasn't been able to talk because he just got in here. But I want to say hello to Mark Marino out in the wilds of Kansas City, Missouri. How are you doing, Mark?
Oh, just fine. Just wanted to comment a moment on that. Well, like here we have a situation with Fox, but our station, 101, the Fox, was the Fox way before the network came around, the TV network came around.
And what's interesting is they'll say when on the Chiefs, they'll say this is the Kansas City Chiefs Fox Radio Network, and that, you know, has nothing to do, obviously, with Fox TV or anything else. And that always confused me when I started to hear it when I got XM, or got Sirius, I should say. And I didn't understand how that could be, because obviously they're an AFC team. They're normally on CBS TV and everything else. But that makes sense, Mark. That's good.
Well, and they say 101, the Fox. We have Fox Sports Radio, Fox Television, just like we have 107.3, the Fox, which is north of Austin in Killeen, Texas. So they're saying the Fox. That's how that's different copyrights.
I also wanted to comment about TuneIn and XM.
What's going on with them?
Go ahead, Mark.
I just want to say I tend to listen to sports more on XM than TuneIn, even though I don't like all those promos that XM throws at you.
Right.
Because TuneIn is... Well, somehow on many games, they're cutting it off before the commercial starts. And on some of them, they're actually adding an extra commercial so they come back to the game late.
Huh. Okay. So that's too bad.
My wife hates it. So I really can't listen to TuneIn when she's here. Sports.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It's nice that you rebel other times, though, Mark. Good for you.
Yeah. I try to keep my rebellion limited.
There you go.
Okay, we have Jamie out in Tampa, Florida. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, just got some breaking news straight off the old news wire.
Oh, we love that.
Ooh.
Okay, Jamie, please talk
off the AP or UPI wire.
Hold on a second, Dan. Jamie, please talk up a little so we can hear you, okay? Talk a little bit louder. Go ahead now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jamie. Go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, perfect. Just found out that NBC Sports Radio will be discontinuing 24/7 programming starting the first of next year.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wait a second.
Do we know what hours they're going to cut back to? Because, for example, here on 93.7 WEI FM, they run that overnight. So what hours are they cutting out? Do we know?
I want to read the article really briefly. I want to read the whole thing because you can find it on Radio Insight. It said, Westwood One NC Sports Radio is cutting back on programming starting January 1st, 2015. In a memo to affiliates, Westwood One states that it continues to offer 27 sportscasts without body hours, and it also continues offering shows like Pro Football Talk Live, like Florio. It'll still carry Safe Blitz with Rodney Harrison.
Uh-huh.
And basically it'll just feed the Mike Florio program. Among the hosts being dropped off, Nui Scrugg, Keith Urzeri, Mark Malone, and Dan Schwartzman from the weekday lineup. NBC Sports Radio debuted in September 2012, but has struggled to gain affiliate. Its largest affiliate is Hubbard Radio's NBC Sports Radio 1060. KDUS.
Yeah. Okay. What they'll do here then, wow. They may simulcast 93.7 and 850 off of ESPN. If they're not going to get any overnight programming, what they wanted to do, of course, being one company, Intercom wanted to split it, get revenue from two ad streams. So what they had was 850 running ESPN all night and 93.7 running NBC. So they'll probably just simulcast
and,
that.
And this is the precursor for the death of NBC Sports Radio to begin with. It will go away. It will go away at this point.
Yeah,
I've got the memo too.
What? Right, well, Jamie, you're kind of breaking up a little, so we'll talk about this on the sports. So
we got the gist of it anyway, yeah.
Basically, it'll be syndicated. A few shows will still be syndicated by Westwood One, is basically what he's saying.
Well, I'm not even sure about that, Sean. You're right.
Well, Mike Florio. He just said Mike Florio will still be a Westwood One show that people can pick up.
Well, you know, what's funny, and when Acumulus released its third quarter revenue results, one thing they did not mention, and I looked at it from my source, is they did not mention the results for Westwood One. Cumulus is in a very tight predicament here. They just are getting out of bankruptcy, and they really don't need to lose money. And this is really a money cutback. The reason they're getting rid of the NBC Sports Network is because they don't have any. They have struggles getting it. They have hardly any affiliates.
That's the problem.
As I said, when EEI had to run it the day that they had to do their sensitivity training, that was lame programming. That was just bad stuff. I listened to some of it.
The funny thing is, a lot of the things that signed up for the network don't carry all these. And so,
matter of fact,
our affiliate here in Tampa is 1040 WWBA, right here in Tampa. I'm sorry, 1040 WHBO, I'm sorry. And they have a combination of, they carry mostly any sports, but they all carry called Cowherd. They run with Eisen.
Well, that's stuff from Fox Sports as well. Now remember, before we go on, Jamie, a lot of times a radio affiliate of the sports network won't necessarily carry the programming, but they pick up the affiliation, and the company is happy that the station will carry the spots that network produces.
That's right. That's what I'm saying about
the top of the hour updates.
About the EEI thing where they were getting both ESPN and NBC Sports money all night. So that's what they wanted. But now they'll just switch 93.7 to ESPN probably.
The problem here in Tampa is there's only but so many nets to go around. Because here's the problem. 620 WDAE is an ESPN affiliate. 1250 Wins, who really is sports, but they carry the network program. They carry, they're a Fox Sports affiliate.
ESPN probably.
Okay. Well, we understand, but I do want to recognize some new people here, Jamie. I'm not trying to interrupt you, but I want to make sure we get them in as well. Karen, good evening to you out in the wilds of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
And you still haven't made me my dinner yet, but go ahead, Karen.
No, she's going out to shoot it later.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Karen.
Well, one thing I'm really happy about is Joe Simpson coming back to radio. He did something very unique when he would pause for IDs. And let's pause 10 seconds for affiliates like WLIL 730 Lenore City, Tennessee, to identify themselves.
Right. Yeah, some networks really like to do that. I know they'll do that in different networks, and it's kind of cool when they do that, because then actually those of us who
those of us who have streams,
you say, oh, there's somebody who might be streaming the game, and I can hunt them down and see what's going on.
Now talk about Tampa, Florida. WDAE AM, I believe that's owned and operated by iHeartMedia, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
They are broadcasting live local programming on their sports radio station. I mean, a lot of people give iHeart a bad name. And yes, they certainly have gotten very big over the years. But remember, they got big in 1996 because of the deregulation and the changes to the Communications Act of 1934. And they are trying to be competitive like everyone else. But I got to give credit to iHeartMedia for making the programming on WDAE in Tampa, Florida, during the daytime, pretty much live and local, and you can't say that about a lot of radio stations. So you have to give them credit for that.
WRKO has beefed up their local program. They switched their hosts around this week. They put Jeff Cooner on in the morning. They've got VB. That's an acronym for Virgin Boy. Howie Carr gave him that name in the middle of the day, and they got Howie Carr from I think 2 to 6. So they've got it all local. They used to purchase a financial show, so it's really more iHeart, generated.
Is that financial show still on the air? Is that Armstrong Financial Show still on the air?
It's still on the air. I think it's on like 1120 WBNW in Concord. So it's still available, but it's not on RKO anymore. They're not buying that time.
During the day, WBA carries Dan Pack from 9-12.
But during the morning it's local, and from 12 until 6 in the afternoon it's local. So you have to give them credit for that. That is something you have to be credit. Yeah. Bill, I'm going to talk to you, Bill. Wake up, Bill. I'm just kidding you, Bill.
Why?
I'm going to talk. I know. Why am I asking, waking you up? I know. You were the one that told me at one point when it was on, when you were talking sports with you, that you really didn't like the CBS Sports Network. What do you think of the whole thing with NBC Sports?
Well, I knew one of them was going to go. I still don't like CBS Sports. I think it's one of the worst sports networks there is. However... Now ask me what I really think, but seriously.
Yeah, really.
Okay, Bill.
Go ahead. What do you really think, Bill?
Yeah. What were we going to say, Jimmy?
I think the NBC hosts are pretty lame. I like CBS better. I've heard over the years people have said, who have compared them more than I have, that the sports flashes, where you run through the scores, are more complete on NBC than anywhere else, which is kind of sad if they're going to go away.
Let's let Bill finish, though.
Well, that's true.
I got to ask all you. Are you guys ESPN guy, Fox? I got to ask all you. What network you got? I'm an ESPN guy.
Well, I usually just float around.
Hold on, let's do it one at a time, just so we get a little order here, okay, guys? Let's start with you, Sean. What do you like?
I like Fox Sports and SB Nation. I like those.
Okay, Chris.
I'm sort of a ESPN CBS hybrid. I don't like Fox that much because they really dumb it down. They give the short sports flashes. They give you they won't give you any hockey. They just do really fast. And what I hate about it, and EEI started to do this. They do this trending now thing, which I hate. Actually, Sports Hub does better sports flashes. But what they decide that it's going to be 30 seconds or a minute or whatever, and it doesn't matter if it should take 2 minutes. If there's more to do, even if it's a Sunday afternoon, it's the NFL, they're going to give you a minute and that's going to be it. That's a bad example because they then will have a show where they're going to cover the scores later.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it's right to segment the thing into it's going to take so-and-so minute, and that's all it's going to take. If it has to take a 2 minutes on one time and a minute and a half another time, this is a sports network. People want to hear sports, but it's all because of iPhone, and they figure everybody can get everything they want on iPhone, and not everybody can.
Okay, how about you, Perry? What do you think?
You know, not to give you a political answer, but I just kind of float around. If it's got something that I want to hear, I'll stop. If not, I keep going.
Right.
The funny thing is,
right,
I can't answer the question because I don't listen to sports radio per se. However, and I, my sister said it to me again today. She says, you know, for someone who doesn't like sports, you certainly know a little bit more about what you're talking about. Because I listen to WINS, and they give their sports report every 15 minutes at quarter past the hour,
45, yeah.
15 and right. 45 minutes. Now, that's not really in-depth sports report as per se, but it's about four or five minutes.
If you really wanted a good sports report, because WFAN has not cut back, if you wanted to really hone in on something, something, Jeff. Do the FAN flashes because they're still very good.
I understand. However, I only listen to the sports to find out how the Giants are doing and how the Jets are doing, and I start crying. I was crying yes on Sunday, so we won't even talk about that. So, Dan, do you listen to sports at all, Dan?
I float around a little bit. I might listen to sports now and again, usually either around the time of the Indy 500 or if there's like a really big major football game that's going to be, you know, taking place. I'll usually listen to that. But the one guy I seem to get a kick out of, not because of his sports knowledge, but because of his voice, because he sounds like he smokes 20,000 packs of cigarette a day.
Scott Farrell?
Yeah, the guy's on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Scott Farrell on the bench. There you go. Here we go.
He sounds like Red Green almost.
He's on CBS Sports Radio.
He's on CBS.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike out in Aventura, you had your hand raised. Go ahead.
Yeah, a few quick things. Number one, whatever happened to, I understand that WFGL went off the air in Fitchburg. And by the way, CBS used to have, when they would do their CBS news, they have a beep when they say, this is CBS News, you'd hear a beep.
I can tell you a little bit about that quickly. I'll tell you what my favorite thing on, and to talk about this, Chris, you're going to be surprised when you hear me talk about this. Are you ready for this one, Chris?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you truly ready?
I am ready. Yes, okay. I'm ready. Go ahead, Jeff.
I used to really enjoy on Saturday and Sundays when CBS had Sports Central USA with Wynn Elliott.
Oh, yes.
That's correct. I remember that.
Good old Wynn Elliott. Yep. That's right. No, Wynn Elliott was very cool. And, and then, of course, he would host the World Series game. He would host the World Series games in the 70s when they got him. And they would have the Yankee announcer, or the Dodger announcer or whatever in 77 and 78, Ross Porter or Bill White. And then, of course, Vin Scully and Sparky Anderson started doing it. But Wynn was the host of the World Series. And, he'd introduce everything. And, of course, the horse racing. For many years, he did
that's
the Triple
right.
Crown on,
that's
on the
right.
radio.
As a matter of fact, Ray Hayes.
Wynn
Elliott also was involved with Sports Network, what they called it, Sports Network Incorporated. Before that was Hughes Network, and he was involved in doing horse racing on that thing because we used to get some of his stuff on Channel 11 in New York. And
oh,
Channel
with Fred
5.
Capicella, yes.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about Fred Capicella, and I don't know if you and I have told this story, Jeff, but what he would do, he'd be talking along and he'd say, and that now means it is now post time. And he'd do it that way because he then went on the PA at the track to say that. And he'd be talking along very quietly and he'd say, it is now post time.
Pamela Drake, we haven't heard from you in a while and you had your hand raised and I could just see the arm cramping as you're talking. Go ahead, Pam.
Bill's cousin.
Hey, I think I got myself unmuted.
You are, because
there you are.
What, just to let you know that if you guys mute yourselves on Zoom, I can't unmute you. So just letting you know, but you are unmuted. Go ahead, Pam.
Yeah, I figured that out. It also took me a while to figure out how to raise my hand. It's update of Zoom. Anyway, what I was going to say, it's post. Oh yeah, Fred Capicella. Well, yeah. We used to be able to hear. I lived about 7 blocks from Hialeah.
Uh-oh. Track.
And when the wind was right, you couldn't really could hear that. You could hear the bugle. You could.
Wow!
Yes, I remember. And I also remember there was a track announcer named Morris. Well, what about you? I think Karen, did you have your hand raised?
Oh, I have. No, excuse me, Karen.
Oh, Pam has one more.
I'm sorry, Pam. Please forgive me.
That's okay. No, I had a couple things that I'm kind of storing up mentally as we go. First of all. I believe that the station, was that the station that you were talking about in Marco Island, the station that used to stream? Was this several years ago?
No, the station that used to stream was the one in Naples, Florida. It was the Wave, 101.1, I believe it was. I forgot the call letters.
Because there was one in Marco, which is not very far from Naples. And I used to listen to them. They were beautiful, beautiful music on... in Marco, and in fact I asked Steve Woolley, and he sent me an article at that station, and this is probably what happened in Naples. They just decided they didn't want to spend the money on streaming.
That's exactly what happened. We have 3 people raise hands. It is 23 minutes past the hour, and I do want to make sure
I believe somewhere we saw a documentary on the NBC Chive.
Ding, ding, dong.
It's available on YouTube. You can, if you look for the NBC Chimes, there's this stuff on YouTube about the chime. I got 3 people raising their hands.
Go ahead, quickly,
because I want to make sure that Tim.
All right. One thing I will say is that we're going to be seeing a lot of networks either changing affiliate, especially with the sports network. We're going to see a lot of networks either changing their network affiliate, stations either changing their network affiliation or even just changing format. Because the fact that NBC Sports Radio is set to discontinue its 24/7 programming, I have a feeling that SB Nation or even or CBS Sports are going to end up getting new affiliates because especially here in Tampa with 1040, they could either be going to CBS Sports or SB Nation or even just changing the format altogether. Yeah. You never know.
We got it, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, WAVV is the core letter change. I mean, is the core letters in 101.1. They've kind of changed format. They've gone more contemporary. Now, whatever happened to WFGL? I understand they went off the air in Fitchburg.
Right. I mean, I just heard that the same as you did, Mike. I don't really know. You know, I don't get them very easily here, so I'm not sure what they were doing before. I know there was another station at 1000, and they may have gone off already, too. So you might just have the one at 1280, and I forget what their call letters are on now. They're not WEIM anymore. But
they were a great station, WEIM.
I like my favorite station was WFMP, FM, and then it became – now it's WXLO FM, if I'm not 4.5.
Yeah, they took those call letters. That was interesting that they got those, yeah.
But the best station that paid the best rock music was WAAF in Worcester, not in Worcester, and they had EJ Crummy in the morning, and he would play his guitar as he did his morning show.
Okay. And that was too heavy metal for me. My brother used to listen to that. I get in his car, he's banging. My head would be going crazy by the time I got out of his car.
And my roommate is from Southbridge, Massachusetts. And I'm going to try to get him to come on because he could talk about me and how we all worked at the same college radio station, WJPZ.
Oh, he can tell the story behind the story, right?
That's right. And the other thing we could talk about is that the originally when WAF was in Worcester, where the student they were in the he used it was really the CoCoin I don't know how you spell it, CoCoin Realty Building, but we used to joke and say that it was in the Cocaine Realty Building.
Ah, there you go.
Now, Tim, got a question for you. You're featuring 1974. This I don't know if you're muted or not, Tim. You're featuring 1974, and you're from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you know that WKMNB is going to change to some sort of format. We think it may be just a re-imaging of the country format, calling themselves the Wolf. But I will be, of course, recording the format change on Monday morning at 7 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock my time. So
another note here: we have the Breeze on 102.1 HD3.
Again,
a lot of them have a Breeze.
Now the good thing is in Minnesota, it's going to be the coolest breeze in the country, Tim. We know that. Very cold.
It certainly is.
Let me ask you a question: what that 102.1? You said the Breeze HD3. What's the main channel for that, Tim?
KEY or K102.
Okay, that's country and western. That's owned by iHeartMedia. See, again, I mean, iHeartMedia is hoping that when they go the Breeze, that no other station in Minnesota can take that format. The big thing is WLTE. Isn't that a light? Isn't there WLTE in your neck of the woods too, Tim?
Well, that's what's now KMNB.
Okay.
But
no one really knows what they're going to be doing. I mean, according to the domain registrations, they registered a domain with the Wolf moniker. However, that doesn't mean anything because they could be doing that as a smokescreen. So we really don't know.
They have been running Light FM's format on Jack FM's HD2.
That's correct. And you know what that means? That means it could easily be moved over to a 102. Could easily
102,
be moved to that. Yeah.
It easily
be located there. So you don't really know what's going to happen, Tim. But and again, this year it's the soft adult contemporary format. Last year it was the alternative rock format.
Year before that, it was classic hip hop.
Yeah, but the year before that was classic hip hop. Who knows at this point what will happen next year when the next format comes around? And as bad as the people like, I love the Jack format. I really enjoy the Jack.
I do too.
I like it.
And I listen to it in Los Angeles on KCBS FM, and they do fairly well in the ratings. By the way, we have A29. I only want to make sure that Tim can get on time. So can you make it kind of quick, Sean?
Well, I was just saying, look, the Jack format. Look here, Bob FM is always either number one or number two in Austin. That's basically the Jack format, you know?
That's true. That's always- Tim, 1974, I don't really know if I have a request for you, but thanks for playing that Blood Rock song last week. That's all I'll say. Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you. So you can turn it to Tim, because if Tim gets really angry when he doesn't start on time, you know. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hate when Tim gets revved up, yeah.
Go ahead. I have never seen him revved up in my life. Go ahead, Bill.
I know.
Thank you all for being on All Things Radio Extra. And Bill, my Cheryl's cookies came in, so I'm gonna have a
go enjoy
celebration
and have a
tonight.
Cup of that easy bold coffee, Jeff. Thanks for everything. Great show, guys. We'll see you on I'll be here Saturday morning for the Classic Country Show and Sunday night for the Sports Lounge Live. And we've got
Sports Lounge on Sunday night. Yep.
And we've got a lot college of media talks. Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
We'll have the playoff results, so we'll know who's in the college playoffs.
All right, guys. I'm flipping the switch. Tim, you take it away, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right.